On our next edition of the Kinship Christian Radio podcast, I am along with Representative Jim Nash of Waconia, Minnesota, to discuss the topic of Christians and politics. Let me just begin by having you kind of make a statement about why it's not only permissible for Christians to get involved in politics, but it goes well beyond permissible. It's really, the scriptures even require it, don't they, as far as, you know, engagement with a culture and politics and stuff?
Well, I believe it's true that Christians need to have a hand or a role in government. And in the videos, I talk pretty clearly about that there is an intersection where God expects us to interact, or that if it's like a road intersection, we're supposed to cross through where God has us to be with our elected leaders and the process of electing leaders and possibly even becoming an elected leader, because the Bible says that those leaders are appointed over us. So I think that from my perspective, it's one of those here am I, send me opportunities where you say, you know, I have the talents and the skills, so let's look at being an elected leader. But certainly for most people, they need to kind of walk away from the fact that sometimes politics can be portrayed as gross and do something about it. They see something in their community they want changed. No one's around to change it. So guess what? That means it's your chance.
Yeah. That's the strangest thing of all to me, and maybe to you as well, that, you know, we look at politics and we see the lack of civility and just how it's really degraded and stuff, and somehow we think that because of that, Christians shouldn't be involved, when the reality is the exact opposite. If we had more Christians involved, maybe it wouldn't be that way, right?
That's true. You know, if we're salt and light, and salt is an anti-decaying agent back in biblical times, I think that's pretty clear that we should be doing that job. We should throw ourselves into the mix and let God use us where is appropriate.
And at the same time, I'm sure you've felt, maybe kind of alone at times there in the legislature, although I know there are, you know, several other good Christian legislators within the Minnesota House and Senate as well. But there's got to be sometimes kind of a feeling of hopelessness almost that comes there. Or?
You know, I don't know that I would say that. I know that there are a good number of my colleagues that are solid believers, and if you are feeling tested or attacked, that you can go to them and spend a little time in prayer. So, plus, I'm a fairly optimistic person. I know that, and I say this in the videos. Sometimes you know that if you're being persecuted, that is something that God knew would happen, and He still put you in that role. So it must be something that you're expected to pass the test on. So there are certainly times that it can be hard. I had, after a bill, people stopped me in the hall afterwards and told me that they hoped that I would be shot and killed in front of my family. And that's not something you get every day. So that was different. But even then, you know that you're surrounded by people who are there to lift one another up and to come to your defense. So I don't know that I would say that you feel alone, because I think that's part of the remarkableness of God putting you in that role, is that He's surrounded you by other people. And I honestly have never felt alone down there.
Fantastic. I appreciate that response. Talk a little bit about the being in the minority component of the House. You know, I imagine you're thankful that you've got a Senate that's Republican-controlled to stop some of the things that the House is trying to push. What's it like, I guess, for, you know, being a Christian and being in the minority there?
Well, I came in my first term. I was elected in 2014 after being mayor in my city, and we came in the majority and had that for two terms. And then, yes, we went to the minority, and it kind of stinks. And you watch some of the stuff that is proposed and brought to the floor, and it's just a challenge to your mind and your sanity and your faith to say, how can this be something that people believe? I'm outspoken pro-life. MCCL puts me at 100% pro-life ever since I showed up. And you hear folks trying to expand access to abortion, or there were bills that were going to make it easier for people, possibly even legalize adult euthanasia or euthanasia. And I'm just shocked by that, because right now, where we are today, we hear people in Minneapolis talking about the sanctity of life for people who are being caught up in interactions with the police. And they talk about that sanctity of life. And I will tell you, it just strikes me as what a harsh juxtaposition. Because if they're talking about the sanctity of life, that's all lives. And it's unborn and people who are, at the tail end of life. I believe that it's God's job to call us home, not ours to hasten that. And, if you read your Bible, it says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you knew me in my mother's womb. You knit my inward parts. And how can people who are advocating for the sanctity of life also just so brazenly advocate for taking it if it's an inconvenience? And that's something that is a struggle to wrap your mind around.
Yeah, easy to bring discouragement when you see those things. So anyway,
Because all life is made in God's image. And I think that's something that we don't talk about enough, is irrespective of the color of your skin, you are an image bearer of God. What are we doing in making life such a flippant thing? So, so that's where I'm from.
Yeah, right.
In the last video, the question was, what is the emotional toll of being in elected office? And I think the question was, what is the emotional toll of being a politician? And, it brings up things from your past that are difficult to talk about sometimes. And I was an abused kid. My dad roughed me up a lot, put me in a hospital a number of times as a kid, all the way up and through. I was a teenager. And, that was a difficult thing to deal with, and still is a challenge to this day. But, what others meant for harm, God intended or can use it for good. And I had an opportunity to stand up and be a voice for abused children. And that was not something that I rushed to talk about necessarily, but God presented an opportunity and I had to respond. So we were in a meeting where we were talking about whether we would support the continuation of the governor's task force on abused children. And many of my colleagues were of the mindset that we should defund that. And I just knew that was not the right thing. So I stood up and told my story. And I was a freshman. I had been, in the legislature for effectively 10 minutes. It wasn't very long. I'd been there for a couple of months. But, here I am, a short timer. People typically don't like when freshmen stand up and talk. But I had just felt compelled to stand up and tell my story. And I said, I prayed every day that somebody would come along and save me from this torment that I was going through, and nobody ever did. And that if I could be the voice of that abused child, that I would be more than happy to stand up and do that. Well, what that does is it exposes, the soft underbelly, if you will, and you put yourself out there. But I just knew in that moment that God expected me to share that story. And what we were able to do is continue that funding so that we can prevent other kids from going through what I did and from being abused. And it was a very strong moment. And, I later shared in committee and with the legislature what had happened. And I never knew growing up what was the purpose of that abuse. But I have since kind of come to the realization that It's an opportunity for me to share with others, one, that we can indeed be a new creation, like the Bible says, and that your past doesn't dictate your future, and that God can transform your life if you allow him to, and that experiences that we go through can actually help other people in their time of need and in their struggles, and our job is to stand up and be counted and come to their help.
Our thanks to Minnesota State Representative Jim Nash of Waconia for spending some time with us on this edition of the Kinship Christian Radio podcast.